I'm Mia.
I'm Will.
I'm Cameron.
I'm Nolan.
I'm Harrison.
I'm Camille.
I'm Lily.
I'm Bronca.
I'm Telly.
I'm Sarah Jane.
And I'm Maddie. Welcome to the chat with Mrs. Burns, third grade. Our essential question this week is, how does coding help us in life? Our special guest is Carl Bate. He works at a VP of operations. First, would you like to tell us about your title?
I do software development and support for manufacturing. For our software does manufacturing and labor allocation, time and attendance type programming for manufacturing plants.
What would happen if you didn't learn coding in school?
I think coding is good to know because it just gives you different ways to solve problems. Coding is essentially just a set of logic-based instructions. Sort of like math, there's many different ways to solve a problem. Coding is the same thing. There's many different ways to get to what you're trying to, information you're trying to give to your user or the result. So you get to figure out different ways to solve problems and collaborate with different people, and all that stuff is good to learn.
Who decides code is code?
I don't know if there's a specific person. I think coding is just a set of instructions that tells a computer or device what to do. And once you have that set out, that is basically what code is.
When is coding most needed?
Well, coding is everywhere now because everything seems to have microchips in it, whether it's your tablets or your phones or a computer or even just a sensor that opens a door. All of those things have little microchips in them that are programmed via code.
In STEM, we learned about our STEM teacher showed us little computers, like the inside of the computer. So
yeah, he took apart a computer and he had like the big computer chip piece.
Oh, the motherboard and the sensors. Chip. Yeah, and all the chips. Yeah. And if you look around, if you pull apart any device now, they have they're full of those types of chips. Some of them are called microprocessor microchips to just control a sensor for a light that comes on in a road.
Sometimes different
colors. Yeah, most of them are green because they're made out of silicone, but
can coding help people?
Well, coding has helped people since it started, whether the first computer that was the size of a room that was just doing complex math computations to now, artificial intelligence or prosthetic limbs, just for making people's lives easier.
Has code changed throughout the years?
Definitely.
More different types of code.
Yeah, definitely. Before it used to be, when it first came out, it was just doing math problems, solving complex math faster than people could. Now coding is visual, where you can drag and drop pictures into your program, sort of like in your Swift. Before, when coding first started, there wasn't even a display. It was done on punch cards. Now you type on a keyboard and put your code into a program.
Do you know the people who start creating code, like when code got famous? You know, people who the person or people who put it out there or something.
I think the first common coding program was called Fortran, done by IBM in the 50s. And that's still around for what they call mainframe computers. And that has developed into now, C, Java, Swift, Tinker. There's been hundreds, thousands, millions of different types of programming languages. But I think it started in about the 50s, was what's considered the first computer.
What was the code like most, like, what was it on? Like, what was the first part of code on? Like a computer or what?
Oh, I think it was like on cards, I think.
Yeah, the first computer code was done on punch cards, which were sort of like index cards with holes in them.
It's not on a computer?
Well, that was the first computer, but they didn't have hard drives then.
So it basically wasn't technology, but people would just like mail it to people? Or?
Well, it was a big room, and they'd have these giant stacks of cards in a certain order, and they'd feed these cards into the computer, because they didn't have a hard drive or before you guys, floppy disks or, you know, SD cards to store information. So they had to store them on pieces of paper.
And when people come to that store, they would go in that room and give that card to them?
Yep, or the stack of cards, and they'd feed it into the computer, and then the computer would read those cards and push out a bunch of another card with the result. And it wasn't printed on, it was holes.
How can coding help your thoughts and emotions?
That's a good one. I mean, I guess similar to how you guys are building an application, you can go in and you can, you know, if you're feeling angry, your app, well, then you can pull up and go into a yoga pose. Mm-hmm. You know, coding can just, you can build an application and it'll help you relax or read a book or pull up art. So I think that's really where it could help you.
What are the uses of code?
Well, like I had mentioned, code is sort of everywhere now because everything that has a microchip has to be programmed. So, and it's programmed via code. So any new product, any new application needs to be coded so that it will work the way the builders just want it to work.
Why do you think people code?
I started coding just because I thought it was fun, and it ended up being what I do for a job. I like building things, and it's just another way of building. I like building things with my hands, and it's just another way to actually build things on a computer.
I think coding is fun. Just like to code. There's this little thing we did for out of code, and it was coding this little game, and you put little pieces on, and it was really fun to do that. So,
I made a computer, and it has lots of code in it, and on the computer you're allowed to code, and how I made the computer, they had the microchip, but like I think they had a chip, and then you could pull out another smaller chip inside the chip. I don't know like what that's part of, but that's how I put it together.
Oh, cool.
And that probably had most of the code in it.
Yeah.
Can coding be anything?
I don't think there's limits to what you can do with code. I mean, code is basically a set of instructions for a computer or a device or a microchip. So once you really get to know it, you can, if you have an idea of what you can do, you probably can figure out how to do it for a chip.
Why do we code in school?
Coding in school helps you a couple different ways. Problem solving, learning that there's multiple ways to come to a solution, collaborative thinking. You don't, even though coding a lot of times you can only put one set of hands on a keyboard at a time, but you do work with other people to come up with how you want to get to your endpoint. Design usually takes more than one person. Testing, you get to think about a problem and then give the results back.
I didn't really use coding last year, but now I'm using my iPad and I'm doing much more technology and stuff, so it really helped me learn a lot more than I did know. Mm-hmm. So I think it's good that we learn coding in school. Why was coding created?
Coding was created initially just to solve problems faster, like especially mathematical problems. Now it's used to create new devices or to solve even more complex problems.
Thanks to our special guest, Carl Beatty. Tune in for the next podcast coming out next Friday.